It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, what's going on? This is your show, and welcome to it. It's SatelliteGuys.us podcasting. My name is Bob, and I am your host here at Satellite Guys. First of all, we're going to bring it into Dish Network and DirecTV. We got a lot of breaking news and a lot of news that's happening this week, as well as other stuff that's going on with special guests and stuff like that. But we're going to go ahead and we'll get to that a little bit later. But first, I want to talk about how you can participate in the show as a listener. There are many ways. First way would be to go to SatelliteGuys.us and pretty much message me. My username is GoalieBob99, and I will let you know when the Satellite Guys podcasting show, when we're going to be taping, and you can join us that way. Or you can call us on the SatelliteGuys.us podcasting hotline. That phone number is area code 815-907-5558. Once again, it's 815-907-5558. Basically, if you call that number, you can call it anytime, 24/7. You can say whatever you want to say, and we'll put you on the show. But other than that, it's really simple. Want to get on Satellite Guys? There you go. So, we got a lot of news coming from both Dish and Direct. And first of all, let's go ahead and talk about a couple things that are going on over at Dish Network. Then we'll get into a couple other things. So, first of all, the FCC has approved a transaction between Sky Angel and Dish Network. Effective Friday, Sky Angel no longer owns any transponders on 615, if I have that right. Basically, Dish Network has been granted the ability to use, and they pretty much own those transponders that Sky Angel used to own over at the 615 orbital location. So that's some pretty big news, and that allowed Dish Network to expand programming or continue on the Sky Angel service programming that is currently offered. The other big news coming out of Dish Network's retailer chat recap is, the Dish Network's retailer chat. Basically, Dish Network has told their retailers to stop selling free-to-air equipment. I know here at Satellite Guys, we believe in the legal use of free-to-air equipment. Our views are pretty much basically Dish Network needs to fix their encryption problem and stop passing along to the consumer and stop definitely passing the buck along to the retailer. So basically what happened was during this retailer chat recap, and it's basically a thing that Dish Network does for the retailers, kind of like a motivating thing, and this is how sales are going and stuff like that. But they put up a slide. And the following was said on the slide: our industry has a free-to-air receiver piracy problem. Piracy hurts all of us. We have sued the largest free-to-air distributors in the U.S. because they are encouraging and facilitating the free-to-air piracy problem. Say that six times fast. EchoStar is requiring that any retailer selling free-to-air receivers stop such practices within 30 days. Failure to comply will lead to disciplinary action. First of all, Dish Network, fix your security system. I can't say it any better. This is not a free-to-air piracy problem. This is a Dish cannot fix their encryption problem. So, fix it. As a customer and as a shareholder, please, fix it. Do not pass the ball on to your retailers and your subscribers who use this equipment. Like me, I use it for legal purposes for wild feeds and also for some international feeds, which would be which are up on different various satellites. You need to fix the security problems and the security gape holes that your system has and not pass the buck on to customers. Dish Network has known about this for a while, and basically all they've tried to do is put patchwork in and all kinds of stuff and blame the retailers that sell these receivers, and then the users go and basically modify the software so that way they can use them to receive Dish Network services illegally. Dish Network has known about this for a long time now, and they really, the issue is they need to fix it. It's, no more can be said. It's as simple as that. And obviously Dish Network has not fixed it because they're trying to go after the people who are basically hurt by this, and really, who, as a retailer, no one can tell whether if you're the user who purchases this is going to use it for legal purposes or not. So, honestly, Dish, you need to fix it. So, alright, let's go ahead and take a real quick break, and then we'll go ahead and bring you more of SatelliteGuys.us podcasting.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running. You got something you want to say? Call the Satellite Guys podcast hotline right now at 815-907-5558. Leave us a message, and you can be a part of the next Satellite Guys podcast. It's time for a special guest time here on Satellite Guys podcast. Okay, Bob, who's today's special guest?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Voice, for that warm welcome. And yes, we do have a special guest today. In fact, our special guest is Scott. Go ahead and say hi, Scott.
Hello, everyone.
Scott, basically, there's been a lot of breaking news this week, not only with Dish Network, but also DirecTV. What would you like to say about all the news that's broken this week here on SatelliteGuys.us?
Well, first, I'd like to thank everybody for coming to Satellite Guys over the past week. We've been getting 5 million hits a day when all the news was really breaking, and it shows how great, not only Satellite Guys is, but how great of a community we have that people come to us for the latest news and information. But the new HD is finally here on DirecTV after 2 years of promising new HD, 21 new channels added. And then there's other news on the horizon of AT&T wanting to buy Dish Network, which we've heard for the past 3-4 years now, but it looks like it finally may be happening.
Yeah, I know. It seems like every January you have this rumor on, and Wall Street seems to love and throw around the idea that Dish is going to buy DirecTV sometime or vice versa.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. There was also big news this week that Dish Network was talking about splitting up the company into Dish Network, which would just be the video programming end and the customer service aspects of the company, and then splitting off in EchoStar, and EchoStar would be controlling the satellites, the uplinks, making the receivers and things like that. Once that's done, then I can see AT&T coming in and taking over the Dish Network portion of the service.
That's kind of big news when you think about it, especially with EchoStar controlling things, because many people do have concerns with their high-definition quality of programming.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a big thing, and you know, AT&T is trying to roll out their UVerse service, but they're not having too much luck with it. They're having a lot of technical issues with it, but they do have some good, looks like, programming contracts, because they got a lot of channels that, you know, Dish Network and DirecTV don't carry. So there's a little strong arm there that may be good for Dish Network customers.
Right, and that's good news, especially for Dish Network customers. I know I live in the Chicago area, and UVerse has tried to come in my area, but a lot of the local municipalities have voted it down because they don't want all the digging of fiber lines going on from UVerse. I think it would be particularly good to go this route, especially with AT&T.
I had U-verse here in Connecticut. I had it for over 3 months, and while it was technically good, the picture quality was good on the standard definition. The high definition picture quality was terrible, and you can only watch one HD channel in your house at one time. So if you had more than one HD TV, if you're watching something downstairs, let's say ESPN HD, and your wife wants to watch something upstairs, let's say something on HDNet, she tries to tune in, and it's going to tell her on her screen, no more HD streams available, would you like to disconnect the other person? And that's a big issue. You should be able to watch what you want, when you want.
Right, and I understand what you're saying. In fact, with my wife and I, there are times where we do that multiple HD viewing. For instance, I'll be watching, like, My Name Is Earl on NBC HD, and she'll be watching something else on TLC HD. So I understand where you're coming from, and there are that times where we do that.
But if it does happen, it's not a case of if it happens, actually. It's when it's going to happen. When is AT&T going to take over Dish Network? I think everybody's, you know, got a clear mind that it is going to happen sooner or later. Just the question now is when.
So basically what you're saying is there could be a possibility that DirecTV would not buy out Dish Network at any time at all.
No, never say never. You know, you got the Liberty Media transaction coming down. The FCC should be approving that relatively soon. And Liberty Media, John Malone, he's a smart guy. And, you know, I could see some synergies down the road. And, you know, with the XM Sirius merger coming up, there could be a chance that DirecTV, Dish Network could all be owned by one company.
Right. And I think that the market has drastically changed since the last time they tried to merge in the past 2 years. IPTV has really come around and been a driving force in the market now.
Yeah, IPTV is going to be a great thing. It's still not ready for prime time yet, just because in the rural areas there's not enough broadband. And even if you live in the big city, you know, I live in a big city, you live in a big city, we have, you know, broadband coming into our house. But I get mine from a cable company, I think you get yours from a cable company.
Right, I get mine through Comcast.
And I don't think Comcast is going to like it if you're a Dish Network customer or DirecTV customer trying to download gigabytes of video on-demand streams. They're going to cut you off. That's what I see happening. So because of that, IPTV is still not ready for prime time, even though, you know, the beta services I played with both Dish Network and DirecTV are both excellent. They have some great offerings on there, and it's going to be fun to get it. It's just going to be a problem when, you know, people go and start sucking down their favorite shows in HD off their cable modem, and Comcast says, sorry, guys, the unlimited cable doesn't mean you can use as much as you're using.
Speaking of VOD, what's been going on over there with DirecTV's VOD?
They've been doing the CEs. The guys over at DBS Talk have a lot of information on it. Earl's been doing a great job with the program there. And the VOD's been rolling along. We've been testing it out for the past couple weeks now. And the way they're laying it out is rather unique. Instead of just being a VOD service, you'll actually see 50 channels listed in your program guide. You know, stuff like Fuse and Noggin and Nickelodeon and Stars and so on and so forth, they'll look like the regular channels in your guide. But when you select them, that's where you go in and see the VOD offerings that those individual channels have. And it's a really, really nice layout. Now, the Dish Network side of things, the last beta I played with on the Dish Online, which they're thinking about calling Dish IPTV. I like Dish Online better myself. But most of the stuff in there is all pay-per-view. And that's a big difference between the DirecTV version of IPTV and the Dish Network version of IPTV. I would say about 85 to 90% of everything on DirecTV is free as long as you're subscribed to that channel. Dish Network is just all, you know, old movies and stuff, so there's the vast difference in the quality of IPTV between services.
Right, and for someone who's coming over from a true VOD service like Comcast or whatever, they're used to going to their favorite program like Stars or USA, especially if they want to watch a movie on Stars, they could just point, click, and there they go. They have that program instantaneously popping up.
Right, right. One of the things that Dish tried doing is they've been trying to load down movies to your set-top box when you're not using your set-top box. But the problem that I think they've had is not enough people are ordering the movies because, number one, the movies they're putting on your hard drive are old, ancient movies, and they're costing you more to rent them on your receiver than going down to Blockbuster and picking them up for $1.99. I mean, if I want to watch Animal House, I don't want to pay $4.99 for it.
Right, and I find myself watching the TV entertainment stuff more than what I do on the pay-per-view Dish On Demand stuff, like A&E and stuff like that.
Right, and they don't have any freebies out there. There's no freebies whatsoever on the video on demand service that Dish is downloading off the satellite to your DVR. And they really need to put some stuff in there so people want to use the service, so they go in there and check out what's new. Oh great, there's this new thing here, new movie. I wanted to see this a couple years ago. I'm gonna watch it. Well, great, it was great to have a free movie. I'm gonna go back in there next week and see what they have there.
I'm kind of surprised I haven't seen Dish launch an interactive VOD app to where you can launch programming like Discovery On Demand or TLC On Demand. If I was running Dish, this would be something I would be doing. I'd be promoting the heck out of this.
Yeah, it looks like DirecTV is going to beat them to the punch on this one. And it's kind of sad to see, because Dish Network was screwing around with IPTV for quite a while now. And to see them fall behind like this and create their Dish Online service and have it just be an extension of their pay-per-view service really does a disservice to their customers, number one, but also to the IPTV industry. You know, nobody's going to use it. From the betas I played with, people are going to check it out, but they're going to get bored of it real quick because they ain't going to want to pay $4.99 to watch a movie. They'd rather watch, you know, they'd rather have IPTV so if their kid's being bad, they can turn on SpongeBob SquarePants and, you know, really enjoy watching TV on their schedule.
Right, and this is really going to be something that not only has satellite guys, but the average consumer's really going to have to be on the eye out for this year, because not only is this going to be the year of HD, but this is also going to be the year of VOD on satellites.
Well, yeah, it looks like this year was going to be pushed off to early next year. But still, it's exciting to see IPTV coming along. I just hope that there's enough advancement in the IPTV services, number one, from the satellite providers, and number two, that there's enough broadband that you can get without getting your local cable company aggravated at you because you're downloading all these movies and using all your bandwidth. They sell you unlimited bandwidth, but there's actually an invisible cap on them, and you know, some people are already finding themselves getting shut off because they're using too much.
All right, moving on now. DirecTV launched 22 channels of high-definition television this week. How would you say the DirecTV HD has been so far? I know you have DirecTV, so what do you think?
One word describes DirecTV's high-definition quality right now. It's incredible.
Really?
You know, HD Lite. You were the founder of HD Lite, you know, .com, and DirecTV was the king of HD Lite. I'm so happy to say that currently, and things can always change, but currently, in the MPEG-4 spectrum, HD Lite is a thing of the past.
Really, that's really good news, and I hope that DirecTV can start chugging along on some of their existing channels, so that way I can go ahead and take them off my site.
Well, yeah, hopefully. You know, Dish is running theirs at 1440 by 1080, which, you know, technically is HD Lite. They're kind of getting a buy on it because most of the consumer TV sets still in the homes today can't handle resolutions higher than that, number one. And number two, the majority of the video shot with HD cam is shot at 1440 by 1080.
And that's a good point that you bring up, Scott, because I do own an HD camera, and the native resolution on that is, in fact, 1440 by 1080i. For those of you that don't know what it means, basically the resolution is the amount of pixels in your screen that your TV can pick up. In my living room, I have a full-blown 1080p or 1920 by 1080p TV that can in fact see all those full resolutions. But in my bedroom, I have a smaller TV which cannot see that. So that is really a good point that you bring up. But as the new consumer sets come out, they're able to pick up this new this resolution. So Dish is going to kind of have to step it up here in the future.
Yeah, well, speaking with people at Dish Network, you know, their plan is to ultimately bring the resolution up. You know, they've been saying for a while that they want to be the first satellite provider actually broadcasting a 1080p signal. The problem right now is spectrum space, and with the rocket explosion last month, it's thrown their new satellite launch on hold for a while, and that's going to screw things up. So Dish is going to keep on trying to add new HD channels, so that way they're keeping up with DirecTV, but they got to cram them in the space they have now, and I'm just fearful that the picture doesn't get any lower resolution than what it is now, because what's there right now isn't bad. But when you compare Dish Network or DirecTV side by side with, let's say, cable television, and in my area it's Cox Cable, and they're squishing in three HD signals on one 6 megahertz piece of spectrum, and I can tell you it looks like garbage. You know, the satellite's way better from both companies.
I was doing a comparison last night with Comcast in my area, which is now all digital, and in fact, they were running full resolution HD, and their picture quality looked just as good, if not better, than what Dish is providing right now.
All depends where you live. It's really funny. You can live in one town, and the other town, next town over from you, can be the same cable company name, but they're running off a different head end. And the difference between one head end and another head end and how much spectrum they got to work with, some of them are only, you know, 400 megahertz cable systems, some of them are 800 megahertz, how much space did they have to play with. It all has those little variables in it, not including the variables of how the cable line quality is coming from their head end to your house. Because if someone gets in a car accident, wipes out the pole down the street from you, they come in and do a splice on it, who's to say they waterproofed it correctly so when it starts raining that you're not getting any video noise and signal loss and things like that in there. So on the cable TV side of things, you have those little variables in there that can mean the difference between a great picture and a subpar picture.
It's kind of funny. I was looking at one of the brochures that Comcast hands out to their customers, and it was basically how Comcast gets their channels and delivers it to the customer. And they get their channels via satellite, and it's kind of funny because they bash Dish all the time and DirecTV, but yet they get their same channels and the content the same way that Dish or DirecTV does. I just found it kind of funny.
I was doing a fair this past week. I worked at a fair for a friend of mine who was a satellite retailer, and because he needed some help, he was there for 3 weeks, and I decided to give him a day off, you know, so he can go spend some time with his family. And we were talking amongst ourselves, and we were joking around a bit about, you know, satellite may go out when it rains, but UVerse goes out, and nobody knows why.
That's
and that was a big running joke because we had the Comcast guy stopping in our booth, and we were just chatting with each other, and we were picking on the UVerse a little bit. It was just kind of funny.
That is kind of funny because UVerse is a fiber service, and no one would ever expect that to go out.
Yeah, when I had it, one of the most annoying things that led me to cancel UVerse service was coming home at night at 10 o'clock at night and sitting down, turning on TV and wanting to watch something, and having a blue screen look at you and say, TV service is currently unavailable. Please try back again later. Now, it was annoying there, but then I said, well, I got a DVR. I'll just watch some recorded shows. So I go into my DVR, see all my recordings there, hit play, and you get a message saying that you can't connect to the server to validate the license file for the DVR program you're trying to watch.
Wow.
So they had DRM in it, and the DRM was useless when the signal went out because it could not connect to the server and say, is it okay for me to play this program? That was the end of UVerse for me.
All right, so we're year out. Where do you expect everything to be with all the major players in the satellite world?
It's changing so vastly overnight. You know, I would really love to see both DirecTV and Dish Network offering live television over IPTV of some of the lesser-known television networks, you know, the ethnic programming, some of the channels that people want, but there's not enough of an audience to tie up, you know, transponder space on the satellite. I'd like to see both of them offering some live programming there. We're going to see a lot more HD. I think no matter what happens, both companies will continue putting up HD as quickly as they can. They both know that HD is the future, and they got to continue growing with it. Charlie's got to get his two birds off the ground so he can do his MPEG-4 service, like he talked about in May at Team Summit.
Hopefully, knock on wood, none of them will explode.
Yeah, that's one of the key things here. You know, DirecTV is trying to get their other satellite ready for launch, and that's going to be a big key to them expanding their HD services even further as well. And as we've seen, it takes quite a bit of time before the satellite launches and after it launches, and how much time is between there before that satellite becomes online for everybody to enjoy.
Right, so basically 2008 is going to be the year of HD as providers keep cranking out this programming. Basically, Dish and Direct are going to be carrying it. What do you see as far as programming providers like TBS HD who are offering the playoffs in HD, but after that, no one really knows what's going to be offered in HD?
They've got some original shows like the Bill Engvall show and a few others that they're going to have in HD, but they are still slim pickings there. Personally, if I was working at Time Warner, I wouldn't have launched TBS HD as a full-time channel. In fact, I probably would have made a special Turner channel, Turner HD, where it has the real HD content from all the Turner networks and shows them. Because, you know, when Cartoon Network comes online next month, not all those shows are in HD. You know, you've got CNN, which is only HD for a couple hours a day, when they're from the New York studios. I would have just made a Turner HD channel to start off with. And then down the road, when they had enough programming to launch a 24-hour day channel, you know, at least have 8 hours a day or so in HD content. This 3 hours a week of baseball really is not doing anybody a favor, and in fact, it's probably because of the way they're doing their HD by stretching everybody out to fill a 16x9 screen. They're doing a disservice to HD fans all over the place.
Right, and we're already seeing this channel sharing going on with, like, Versus HD and Golf Channel HD. And I really like this idea that channels sharing space with each other until they can get their content up and enough to where they can provide those full-time HD channels.
Makes sense. It really only makes sense. And, you know, right now what you're seeing is a land grab. You know, the space available out there. So some of these people who aren't HD ready are just trying to grab the spectrum so they can guarantee their place in the high definition field.
Right.
And it's not really HD, and it's kind of disappointing. You know, one of the things I wrote about in multi-channel news was that a lot of people were going to be upset with DirecTV's new HD content because the majority of it during a 24-hour period was only showing an hour to 2 hours a day of HD, real HD. And the feedback from that has been, you know, I was right about that. You know, people aren't happy that they tune into a channel and they're seeing these stretched pictures, and they're kind of upset about it. And the funny thing about it is people get upset at the satellite companies that the channels are doing this, and it has nothing to do with the satellite companies. That's the way they are receiving them from the programmers.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it that the satellite companies are the one receiving the heat, but yet at the same time it makes sense because the content providers aren't providing the channels directly to the customer, it's the satellite companies. So basically, you know, only time can tell.
Bob, I want to talk about one more thing here we got coming up, and we're going to announce it here on the podcast. October 11th in Reno, Nevada, Satellite Guys will be holding a special get-together with Dish Network at the Satellite Broadband Expo. Again, that's being held in Reno, Nevada. October 11th, we'll be meeting at 2 p.m. at the Dish Network booth. Stop by, we got some special things planned. We're going to meet with some of the people from Dish Network who are going to show us some of the new products. And then from there, we're going to go and see a couple other booths, including the Super Buddy satellite meter. We're going to get a demonstration of that. From there, we're going to go over to Fortech, and we're going to get the first exclusive look at the Fortech Passion HD MPEG-4 free-to-air receiver.
Wow, that sounds exciting, Scott.
Yeah, and then after that, we're going to head over and see Glory Star. Glory Star is a new Christian service that uses free-to-air technology, where you can stick a free-to-air dish up there and have about 50 free Christian channels up there. It's kind of alternative to Sky Angel. And we're going to be going over there, and I believe that they may have something to give away to the satellite guys in attendance. So if you're going to Reno and the SBE show, make sure you meet us at the Dish Network booth at 2 p.m. on October 11th. That's Thursday, October 11th. And who knows, you could go home with some great stuff and meet some of the big wigs of the industry.
Right. I always like free stuff. Free stuff is always good, especially for those satellite guys that are out there.
Yeah, it's really good, and you know, these are the people who actually, you know, make the equipment, make the decisions, so you can meet them one-on-one, and it's a really great opportunity for everybody.
Not only that, we got the Consumer Electronics Show coming up in January, where we will have a lot of the Satellite Guys staff on hand.
Oh yeah, the Satellite Guys staff is, geesh, we got so many people going, it's going to be... a lot of the press conferences may have more Satellite Guys staff members in it than they do actual members of the press.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because I know my wife is pretty excited because I got her Phantom of the Opera tickets, so she's like, hey, come on, let's go.
I'm still waiting for my Beatles ticket to go on sale, so I can pick them up.
Well, there's the music. That means the show is about over. Scott, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Bob, and you know, people, if they enjoy the show or if have any questions or comments, make sure you call the Satellite Guys podcast hotline. And Bob will give you that number, because you can be part of it. You can actually help us decide what direction Bob takes, you know, the podcast. It's a really great opportunity for everybody.
Not only that, we'd like to thank DishStore.net for sponsoring our first podcast here at SatelliteGuys.us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Also, we would like to thank the supporting pub members. Without these guys, we definitely would not be where we are today. So, thank you, pub members.
Thank you, guys. And again, we hope to see everybody in October, or if not, come out to Vegas and see us in January.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.